Does anybody feel like the world is constantly coming at them like these two guys? Feel like that? Yeah, you're not alone. You got Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Fox News and CNN. You got stupid fake news sources constantly bombarding you. You turn on your TV and some actor with no education is telling you what a man is, putting on display for you what a man is. It's garbage. It's garbage. The Western culture, society is being funneled into this way of thinking. And it's stupidity, plain and simple. What we need is God. What we need is God's word. Here at Heart of the City, we know the power that is in the Word of God. We stand firm on the power that is in the Word of God. We depend on the Word of God to show us what it actually means when we talk about being a man. When I want to know what a man is supposed to look like, I get on my knees and I look up and I ask God to show me what His will is for my life and how that plays out in regards to being a man. And then I open up His Word and I start reading. And without fail, I always find the answers to my questions. It's Wednesday night, gentlemen. You guys are well aware that it's not Sunday morning. So I am hoping that we're actually here to learn how to be a difference maker. I see fathers. I see husbands. I see brothers. Every single one of you is somebody's son. When we gather here on Wednesday nights, the focus is going to be learning what God says in regards to being a man. Okay? We're going to learn together how to be a difference maker. That's why the theme of Wednesday nights is act like a man. Go ahead and turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. When David's time to die drew near, he commanded Solomon his son, saying, I am about to go the way of all the earth. Be strong and show yourself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and keeping his statutes, his commandments, his rules, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. Look, guys, there's a reason when we look at the act like a man slide, this verse is at the very bottom, okay? The Old Testament gives us example after example. The Christianese word is type and shadows of the better Christ, Jesus Christ, okay? So when we look at that slide, we see the Old Testament passage. That's the foundation right there. But what do we see at the top, okay? What we see at the top when we look at that slide is a passage from Corinthians where Paul writes, stand strong in the faith, act like a man, let all that you do be done in love. That's a really tough challenge. It's hard for me personally to let all that I do be done in love. But Paul says if you're going to act like a man, all that you do needs to be done in love. So we put that at the top of the slide because Jesus Christ is the focus and the center point of our lives. We elevate Jesus Christ to the most prominent position of priority in our lives, the position of number one. And if we serve and honor God, automatically we're going to serve and honor all those we come into contact with. Like I said, it's Wednesday. I'm expecting that everybody here is here to learn how to act like a man, how to become a difference maker. So we're going to dig deep. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Ephesians 2:8, 9, and 10 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." You guys believe in Jesus? Me too. Great. Now let's go deeper, okay? Faith. At Heart of the City, we have a very simple definition when it comes to the word faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please him." Faith, it, the word faith, according to page 16 in the members' handbook here at Heart of the City, this isn't something Matt came up with. This is something that our leadership poured themselves into, prayed over, asked God, "Is this the direction that we should move in?" And he said, "Yes." The definition says it starts with an understanding, that is, faith starts with an understanding and leads to conviction that completes itself in action. You believe, I believe. That means that we have faith in God. Well, it's time to cultivate that faith, gentlemen. We are here to learn how to be difference makers. We are here to learn how to act like men. This brings me to the mission and the vision of this group. Every time you show up here, we are going to study God's word together. But before we do that, I'm going to pave the way and give you the mission and vision of what it means to be a difference maker. Okay? Three key words: know, understand, and apply. They all fall under the umbrella in the word definition of faith, which completes itself in action. What does God's word have to say about the word to know? Well, before we dive in, let's just get a definition of what the word know means. According to Merriam-Webster, it says, to be aware of the truth or factuality. To be aware of the truth. This means that from a secular standpoint, truth can be known. So if you're going to sit around and tell me that truth is not relevant, that truth is in the eye of the beholder, that truth is in your own reality, I'm going to say that we have a liar in our presence. We're going to call that liar out, and then we're going to walk with him side by side as we learn together to become difference makers. Because I don't even know what it means truly to act like a man until I go to God's word. So I'm here to take your hand and walk toward Jesus Christ. John 20:31, "But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." You don't believe in a lie. Nobody likes to be deceived. Nobody likes to be lied to. You believe in the truth. John writes these things so that you may believe, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, period. Luke 1:1-4, "Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having followed things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things that you have been taught." Certainty. Inspired word of God. Luke is not trying to deceive you. He's writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead to life, the same Spirit that lives in you. This is why we're here. Because we need to know God's word if we expect to understand it, and that knowing it and understanding it leads to application. That's why those are our three key words, and all of them fall under the umbrella of faith, which completes itself in action. 1 John 5:13, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you know that you have eternal life? Then quit playing around. And as I'm looking at you, I'm imagining a mirror right here. This is the kinds of stuff I say to myself every single day. What are you doing? Why? Quit playing. John 17:17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Jesus Christ is praying this to God the Father. All in favor of Jesus Christ being the ultimate authority when it comes to what defines anything, raise your hand and say, I. Okay, all right. I just want to make sure we're in agreement here. Isaiah 40, verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. You got to know that the word of God will stand forever because your faith completes itself in action. To know something, to be certain of truth, which means you can identify the error and call it out and say, nope, that's not true. We actually don't believe that. And the Bible doesn't say that. 1 Peter 1:25, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Everything that I'm saying outside of this is going to just fall on the wayside. You can forget everything that comes out of my mouth, but I pray that the word of the Lord will remain forever in your heart and in your mind. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. And like Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:1-2, and I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimonies of God with lofty speech or wisdom. For I, this is what we all need to say, gentlemen, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I think Paul knows. I think John knows. I think Luke knows. Peter knows. Isaiah knew. Do you know? This group is not built on your preferences and my preferences. It's founded on the Word of God. If you don't like that, the door's open. We want you here. But check it out. This is not going to play to your preferences. We're actually coming here so that this can change us. This is the only thing that can and will change us. And it's eternal. This leads me to my second point. Second key word, understand. To grasp the meaning of. In this case, we desire to understand the truth. Who wants to take hold of the truth? Oh man, I feel like I'm the only one that's alive tonight. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, joint and marrow, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Do you understand what this verse is saying? The word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. Like a doctor wielding a scalpel, God is going to cut the dead flesh in you that wants to rise up again off, throw it away, and be done with it. Do you understand that? Because you have to know God's word to understand that. If you don't know God's word, you got no chance at understanding God's word. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, and we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you who believes. Guys, we can understand the truth that is in the Word of God. And we're actually going to cultivate that truth together. You and me. You and me. You and me. That's Christianity. That's how God designed it. You don't walk out in the desert come back.
An angel spoke to me.
No, don't look at my 12-year-old girl that I'm married to. An angel spoke to me.
Straight up garbage.
Put that on the same playing field as what Derek and Josh said earlier. It's a bucket of lies. Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. We are going to speak to one another, gentlemen. We are going to speak to one another about the word of God. We are going to cultivate faith by talking about the word of God. Psalm 119:1-5. This is like the summa cum laude of this key word, understand. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, David says. Oh, that my ways might be steadfast in keeping your statutes. So do I, and that's why we're here tonight, and we're going to do this together. I can't do this alone. I can't. And neither can you. By God's design, it's impossible. Know, understand, apply. To put to use, especially for some practical purpose. That's what the word apply means. 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this, we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Page 16, Heart of the City, Membership Handbook, tells me that faith is an understanding that completes itself in action. How do we overcome the world, gentlemen? By faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? James 2:20, do you want to be shown? I've been working on showing you guys for the last 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? James 1:22, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Don't deceive yourself, guys. It's so easy to say I believe in Jesus. It's so easy. Don't be deceived. Luke 6:46. Jesus has got his largest crowd. He's teaching. In Matthew, they call this the Sermon on the Mount. Luke records for us this. Why? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? That's Jesus Christ. Go read it in context. Read all these verses in context. I'm not taking these things and just cherry picking for making my point. When God speaks, he doesn't play around. He's not just making suggestions here, guys. Go back and read Psalm 119:1-5 if you don't believe me. Then go back and read Peter and Isaiah and remember the word of God. The word of God is Jesus Christ according to John 1. Jesus Christ speaks. What do we know about Jesus? Well, the only thing I know about Jesus is what I find in the word of God. Everything else falls by the wayside. This is what God's word says. Application. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. I love that Paul wrote that. Unless, of course, you fail to meet the test. That means it's possible. I don't know about you, but I don't want to fail. So I need to examine myself. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I love Jesus. I believe in Jesus. Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Oh, well, now that I've examined myself, guess what? It's test time. The examination is not the test. These are two separate events. The examination that you do when you stand in front of the mirror that is the Word of God, and then you go out into the world and it pleases God to chasten His children. You say you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Feed my sheep. This is where the rubber hits the road, guys. 2 Timothy 2:2. And what have you heard from me in the presence of many witnesses? Entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Look, if I know the Word of God, and I understand the Word of God, and I'm applying the Word of God, and I do nothing with it, fail. Straight up, fail. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men. If you're being discipled in here, raise your hand. I'm not trying to call anybody out. I'm looking at this and saying, I'm failing because there are men in here who aren't being discipled. This is a responsibility that I take very seriously. Now, raise your hand if you're discipling somebody. And if you weren't being discipled and you're holding your hand up and you're discipling somebody, we are out of order. Ephesians 4, 12 through 16, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. You guys, by God's design, you're all leaders because you're men. Like I said, some of you are husbands. Some of you are fathers. Everybody's a son. You got brothers and sisters. You got friends. Equip the saints for the work of the ministry. Why? For the building up of the body of Christ. Until we all attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to mature manhood. This word unity is not uniformity, guys. The Bible is specific. It says the hand does not tell the eye what to do. The eye does not tell the foot what to do. But where God's word is clear, we stand firm on that. God is pretty clear about knowing His word. God is pretty clear about understanding His word. God is pretty clear about application of His word in your life. And then God is pretty clear that when those three things have taken place, the takeoff happens. You're being discipled, you're discipling, cultivating soil. I'm telling you, man, discipling somebody will bring growth in your life. Being discipled by somebody will bring growth in your life. Separate, they're great, but together, they're even better. We're going to take a 5-minute break, okay? And then we're going to actually study God's word together. Let's conversate about it. Let's talk about it. Let's pray together. So we're going to make a difference here. Know, understand, apply. The application part will come when we start praying together. And then we'll take the word of God out into the world. And like Chris said, we're going to see revival.